somebody said that when Raghunath Das Goswami came to Panihati, and Nityananda Prabhu has said that you are a thief, now I have caught you, and now I will punish you. But the reason is that he had earlier tried to jump over Nityananda Prabhu to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I think that this is not true.
Right.
He simply told him as a thief that he was not coming nearer, and he was thinking Nityananda Prabhu that he should have come earlier to me and served him. Like a joke, I tell so many things to you, all meanings. I think that it carries some weight.
Yes.
It is not true. Simply for joke. What do you think?
I agree with you. How can there be any offense ever committed by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami? He cannot do anything wrong.
And he was parikar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oh.
I had some thought about one shloka, which I wanted to ask.
The shloka of
Stavamala. You have told this shloka many times. From Sri Gandharva Prarthanastaka. Gandharva Prarthanastaka. Yeah. Here, you can say this one because he will understand when you say this one. So in this verse, Rupa Goswami is praying that sometimes Srimati Radhika will hide in a cave and Krishna will find out the place where she is hiding. Then Chitra will tell Srimati Radhika that Rupa Manjari has disclosed the place to Krishna. No?
The background is this, that actually Srimati Radhika wants that Krishna place does belong with me, Nirjana or Nirjana means
solitary place.
She wants that all my sakhis should have chance like me. So he wants to create a situation that they also have occasion play with Krishna solitary. No? So sometimes she says to her sakhis that I'm going to hide, Krishna is searching me, don't tell Krishna that where I am. So he goes in a solitary place, in a kunj. Krishna is searching Srimati Radhika. She is asking with Lalita, Vishakha and all others, but they don't deny that we don't know. So Krishna is such an idiot. But at last, why searching? In searching, he will go to and told the Sakhi that you should also hide. This all went in the coach and hide him herself. Then Krishna was searching. Radha's plans was that the Sakhis are not knowing Radha's plan. She has a plan to meet Krishna with all Sakhis like her. So Radhika is hiding herself in a kunj and Krishna is searching. By this searching, Krishna has
chance
to go to all Sakhis. No? At last Krishna goes to the kunj of Srimati Radhika and meets Radhika. To this time she is so satisfied that Krishna has come. She wanted that Krishna should come to me also. She is satisfied. But from upper
externally
she is some angry when he meets, and after that she comes out of his kund, her kund. Then he becomes some angry for showing that why anyone has sent Krishna to my kunj. And on the gates Rupa Manjari was there, and she was angry on Rupa Manjari. Why you told that he sees me? And he was threatening to Rupa Manjari. Hearing this, she began to smile. And she also became angry to Radhika. Not angry. As an angry upward. And told that, why you are angry to me? What I have done? I have done nothing. I have not told Srimati Radhika Krishna to come to you. He came to me and I told that I don't know. Then who has told? Then he told that towards Chitra. Not her name. You can be angry on her. Why to me? And began to smile. This is the fact. Then she cannot tell anything, cannot be angry to Chitra, because Chitra is like
equal.
So he may request anything, but not angry and to order to Chitra and Lalita Vishakha. But they may order to Radhika. So he began silent, and she felt that Rupa Manjari felt that bach gayi. I'm saved. And Krishna also became happy, Radhika also became happy, Rupa Manjari also, and all Sakhi became all. This is anything to in this episode.
But I can ask another question. That
she may come in. She may come. No. The better.
She can hear. She is listening through the kunch window. She can hear from there.
If she wants come, she can sit there.
OK.
Venkatacharya.
I don't know if my question is correct, but is it true that Chitra has told and Rup Manjari has not told?
What do you want to know?
Rup Manjari is saying that Chitra has told Krishna where Radhika is. Is she speaking the truth? Or we cannot...
We'll have to rely on Rupa. But she wanted also that Krishna should meet Radhika. Whether she has told or not. But without her consent, Krishna cannot come. This is also a fact. But all the Sakis wants that Krishna should meet to Radhika. Because she is praying to Radhika that in that mood you should bless me.
Yes, Yataradha Priya Vishnu. The here references to Krishna, but Shukadeva Goswami and then Padma Purana references Vishnu. Why using the word Vishnu?
Because really all the names are of Krishna.
All.
Ram, Vishnu.
All.
Because all the name what they have, Aswarja or Madhuri, all is in full esteem in Krishna. So Krishna is Ram, because Ram means Ramana. Krishna does most topest Raman than anyone. Ram cannot Ram in Lakshmi. He cannot Raman with Radhika. He cannot Ram with Gopis. But Krishna in Gopis, in Radhika, in Lakshmi, in Sita, in Dwarka, all Mahishis, everyone, he can Ram in also everything. So Krishna is Ram. Vishnu, Vyapnoti iti Vishnu, mean to be everywhere.
All-pervading.
Providing is called Vishnu. Vishnu cannot come in Krishna. He can come, live in Krishna, but he is not knower of Krishna. Understand what I want to?
Yes.
As Vishnu is Sakshi of our Atma. He is not Sakshi of Krishna. He can live in Krishna. If Krishna wants, otherwise no. As in 1 rupees, 1, 2, 3, 4 paisas are there. Understand? But actually, in the shape of paisas, they are not in 1 rupee. They are said to be there. So all the prakash
manifestations
are Krishna, but not in their shape they are. But it is told, why it is told? Because Krishna is head of all. And Krishna can do the function of all. That is why it is told. So he pervades everywhere. Pervades means?
He is present.
He is present everywhere. So Krishna is really Vishnu. But Vishnu means this Garbhodrasai partly, Narayan partly, Nishing partly, all are part. So really Krishna is Mahavishnu, Mahamahavishnu. But he divides his functions to all. But really Krishna is Vishnu.
So when it says that for killing the demons, that he did so as one, as Vasudev Krishna or as some expansion, but actually Krishna himself has done.
What harm that if Krishna
does it himself?
That is
no harm.
What? Actually, Vishnu will kill when Krishna will order them to kill. Or his wish is his wish. When Krishna does wish, then they do. But really, if Krishna does no harm,
how should we see it? If Krishna,
we are saying that Krishna is killing, but for others we will tell that Vishnu has done it. As a Siddhant, we see that Krishna is moving from Vrindavan to Mathura and to Dwarkadhish. Krishna. But we tell that Krishna is always in Vrindavan. But if we say that Krishna is going to Mathura and to Dwarka, because it is has been told in all Shastras, it is not a fault. It is no false.
The gopis see that Krishna has gone to Mathura. In Hamsadut, they are speaking like that.
That everywhere. In Srimad Bhagavata, everywhere. But as a Siddhanta, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has said like so. Krishna cannot leave Vrindavan. But partly he lives. So Krishna is Vishnu. Srimad Bhagavata, we see. Sometimes Atman Sat has been told for Krishna also. Really, the Atman Sat is for Krishna. Everybody is for Krishna. Atman means Atma. Krishna is Atma of Atma, of Atma, of Atma. He is Atma of Narayan. He is Atma of Baladev. So, by Atma word we can define also Krishna. No harm. Actually it is for me. But for some occasions, this word has been used for the soul, also for man, buddhi, ankar, chitta and worldly things also. It depends on situation.
But if we refer to Krishna as Atma, then that always remains secondary name, or can it be primary name?
Not primary.
Always remains secondary.
It is not like Shyam Sundar, Radha Raman, Radhanath, Gopinath, not important.
Then why at the end of this Rasalila chapter Shukadeva Goswami uses word Vishnu?
He told us as Krishna became laps and laps of Krishna as gopis were. He is reminding that thing. So he is especially using this word Vishnu. It has been told by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Like so.
I have one more question about this shloka. It says, Shradam Pintanu Shunriyad Dati Bhavanayati. Haridroga Kama. So here, there is a benefit that one receives, Haridroga Kama, by hearing. But at the same time, it states that one needs Adhikar. And that Adhikar is...
Where it is written Adhikar?
Shraddha.
That Shraddha is written.
So what degree of Shraddha?
Huh?
What degree of Shraddha does that mean?
It has been told there by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur that anyone has belief in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shastra, Guru, Krishna words, and full faith, that is faith. That it is true. If anyone having no quality has Shraddha, that it is correct. And he is hearing. He is Shraddhal. And he is Adhikari of qualified to hear. And by this, certainly it will be done. Harikatha is like Krishna. It is Vyakti. Vyakti means?
Person.
Person. Krishna is person, Harikatha is like person. She has all the qualities what Krishna has. So it will manifest and it will Kripa karegi.
Give mercy.
If by this Vishwas, Shraddha, if animal here, effect he will have. This is Shraddha.
But it must require regular hearing, nityam.
Anusraya.
Yeah.
And by whom, Shraman? By a qualified person he is hearing. Who has heard from his Gurudev, Vaishnavas. Tell about, think about myself. I am reading, I am hearing, I am telling to others also all these things. But even I have not failed. Failed means?
Failed.
I have not corrupted or not
changed.
Not gone to any ladies or anything.
Not fallen.
Not fallen.
Not fallen. But those who are not hearing these things, why they fall? Why they fall? Understand my question? They think that I am brahmachari, I am so well, and reading Gita, reading 11th canto and all other things, Yoga Vasishtha and all other things, they are reading. And they take 3 times, 4 times bath and regularly doing Brahma Gayatri and all. Why they fall?
Because they do not have that attachment.
They have no Shraddha like this. And they think that we are not qualified to hear. I think that I am not qualified, but yet I have Shraddha and I cannot live without hearing or chanting and without reminding all these things. But I think that my mind has not gone to any ladies and no. I think so. Krishna has protected me. And I think that if I will hear and chant and do like this, I will never fall. I have passed my about so many. something. Yes. 73 years. I think it will be passed. If I have a Shraddha like this. And Swapna, you know.
Dream.
I have not fall any time. Sometimes a flash comes but goes at once. So I have faithful on these things. And anyone cannot shake my disbelief. I don't never think about all these things, about these questions, silly questions. Whether I'm, I think that, I think that I'm qualified. I know that I'm not qualified at all. But what to do, my lobe?
Greed.
I have greed. Something, not full, but a very little flash of greed is. I want that thing. And I think that in whole world, anyone cannot check my this. Greed. They can tell anything, anyone. But I will read Srimad Bhagavat, I will chant, I will want, I will do all the stow and stutis of Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thapi, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all my Goswamis. More than Srimad Bhagavatam. But total, I have no command on my heart. but I cannot do anything. I want to check, but I cannot check. I should not tell like this, but I have told. I want to, really I want to be a dasi of Rup Manjari and all Manjaris. Whether I will be or not, I know that it is very hard to be a gopi, a manjari. I know that I may not be, but I like it.
If we still have those things in our minds because of having been raised in the West and having done so many things, but some desire or some liking is also there, is it... Should we be careful or should we... Is there any...
I think that if there is greed, then he will not think about how to be careful or not careful and what will be the result and what not the result. He cannot think about this. If there is greed, really greed. Understand me?
Yes.
Yeah, I understand you, but there's no greed.
Then what to do?
The problem is there's no greed.
But I'm...
The Siddhanta I know.
Like this.
Well.
I have also something.
I only have your association, nothing else.
I don't know that whether I'm qualified or not. But I want.
I also
whether
don't know.
It will be
you.
Or not. I think Krishna is giving the same thing what he has given to me, through me. Srimati Radhika tells. Let all say that she is fallen girl. But I don't care. Let them say. Also one poet of Ramanuj Sampradaya. Jamunacharya, you know? Paribadatu janoyam jatha tatha vidadhatu. Let them say, like Goda Devi, what I want, I will do. Now I have given up my whole thing to Krishna, and he should accept or not accept is Krishna. I had given. So Radhika is telling his, he may protect, not protect, he can accept me, not accept, it is his will. But I have given. This is Raganuga. Last day sloka of Sikshastra. Aslisva Padratam Kinastu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Goswami has very boldly written on this. He is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not telling this. Chaitanya, who is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Actually, Srimati Radhika. Radhika is telling by the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu no separate Krishna. Krishna ambition and Radhika ambition has
become one.
Has become one Tadatma. Ji Goswami has told it Samani Karan. In Hindi, equal. When you will make equal your heart to another, then you can, if he will laugh, you will laugh. When he will cry, you will cry. This is Tadat. In bhakti, it should be done like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna has done like that. He become like Radhika. This is the meaning of samadhi. Samadhi. We should try to be like this. We should try to make our heart as Rupa Goswami. First, we should make our heart like our Gurudev, as he was, and try to mix. Then we can understand the willings of our spiritual master, and we can thoroughly serve. If we cannot know the heart of our Gurudev, how we can serve? So, the seva depends on samadhi. Who has done his heart equal to his holy spiritual master, he can serve more. He can know his inner beliefs. One he has not done so, partly he will do. He cannot serve him well. So, there are some
gradations.
So, in Bhajan Rajya also. So, by doing stav and stuti, do you know the difference between stav and stuti? What is called stuti? And what is called stava? Rup Goswami has done, and Raghunath Das Goswami, they have
stava
made
mala,
stava mala. And stavavali. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is stava.
Stavamrita Lahari.
Stavamrita Lahari. Stava Kalpatruma. Means, I've told you.
I have told Navati.
I thought I read in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that stav is the expression from the heart of the devotee, and stuti is repeating the prayers of the ancient shastras. No?
I have not read anywhere my feelings. Where, like Brahma, telling about the aishwarya of Krishna, then it is
stuti.
Stuti.
You have told that prayer but full of opulence.
Opulence. Like Brahma. And Rupa Goswami, not like this. Like that is slow that you told. Lila Nikunjakar. It is not like that.
Yes.
So there are vast differences. Where there is ambition only to serve her, Krishna, by greed, then it is stuti. And as though has been so much opulence there, like Brahma, Shankar, Vritrasu, like Chintamani Prakarasadma Sukalpa Briksha Lakshavritesu Suravi Ravipalayantam Lakshmi Sahastra Satasyam Brahma Sabdama. It is opulent. Bansi Kodantam Arabinda Dalaya Taksham Barahavatansam Asitambudu Sundarangam Kandarba Koti Kamaniya Visesa Subham Govinda Madhi Purusha. Who is Govinda? Adipur. This is opulent. At first he has told in three is like stuti. But opulence comes as Swarja comes and what?
Yes. Yeah. So that
and later
is
everything.
That becomes stuti.
That is stuti.
That is stuti.
Stav is coming from the heart.
Full of sweetness.
Madhurya Bhav.
Like all of the Gopi Geet.
Gopi Geet, like Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, all, and Goswami's, no opulent, nothing. And if opulent is there, only as a man, with anger. Today?
I have read in any scripture, I think, right? I've heard from any authority that Giriraj never leaves Vrindavan. Is it correct? Giriraj never leaves Vrindavan.
Where you have read? Giriraj always in Vrindavan.
Yeah. I thought so. I
never leave Vrindavan and never come Mathura.
बहुत अच्छा तुम लखनऊ से कब आए
वृंदावन इज द बेस्ट पार्ट ऑफ There is no difference.
I want to leave Mathura, but I think that I am not qualified to leave yet Mathura. I am to go Vrindavan. I am waiting for Vrindavan. When I will reach Vrindavan, then the door of Govardhan I will found. Then I will try to enter in Govardhan. And when I will go to Govardhan, I will think how to go in Radha Kunda. Gradually. But you have reached Govardhan and everywhere.
By your mercy.
We are physically there. But our mind is still far away.
Krishna has mercy upon him, Giriraj has mercy upon him. He is equally angry. Like everything you are there.
If your mercy can carry us to Govardhan, how is it possible that you will not drown?
You are thinking like so, my mercy, but I have no mercy at all. Described so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Vishnupriya and took sannyas and went to Puri. And she was so much feeling separation for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered her through anyone that you can make a deity of Nimmakat.
Nim.
And you can worship.
Mahaprabhu himself ordered.
Ordered through anyone.
Achha.
So she managed to have a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to worship that deity. For so long as he was alive. The deity used to talk with Vishnupriya, and Vishnupriya used to talk.
The deity directly spoke.
She spoke. And she served as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. But he's still feeling so much separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that Vishnupriya is worshipping me and I have left her and roaming here and there. So he made up his mind that I should repay this. So when he came in the shape of Ram in Tretaju, understand? In Tretaju, he went to forest with Sita and Lakshman. And from Sangam, Triveni, he came to this Navdeep. And he stayed at Mamgachi, Modram Deep. And he remembered all the past times. And also coming. And he saw that this Navdeep land is so beautiful. And he told Lakshman to make a bhajan, to a kuti. And he made that. Kuti, you know. Then he made. One day, Ramchandra was laughing. Sita Devi told that why you are smiling. Then no, nothing. But she told repeatedly, I want to know why you are smiling. Then Ramchandra told that I will come to this land and I will have a birth in Brahman, Sachi will be my Mai, and Kausalya will be my mother, I will be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will be Vishnu Priya. And I will left you and take sannyas and go everywhere, roaming. She told that why you go. Then she told, he told, that Prem has two sides. One meeting and another separation. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, I have left you in home and I have taken sannyas, and without home, everywhere I am roaming. I was roaming. Now I will be in Raj Palace and you will have to leave the Raj Palace, and without home you will have to leave. And you will have to feel separation. But I will worship your deity here of golden Sita. He told that we are roaming here and there. After some time, Ravan will come and he will take you away to Lanka, and I will feel separation but a little. That is, in Prem there are four sanjogs and four separations: Purvarag, Man, Pravas, and Sudur Pravas. And after that meeting becomes thick and thick. So all these things I will test in Krishna Lila, so much in higher stage. But in this Lila, Tridayuga Lila, there will be no man, no such meetings, no Mahabhav, no other things, but yet there will be separation. So you and myself will realize something, separation. But real separation will be so when I will, by a washerman's words, I will leave you forever for this life, and I will send Lakshman with you to keep you in forest. Then you will feel so much separation. I will be in Raj Palace, but I will also feel separation. At that time, you will have a shade of Valmiki, will give consolation to you, and also two sons, Lav, Ag, and Kush, in your laps, so that your separation will be some lesson. But my separation will go up and up and high. So I will think how to pass my days without you. I have left outwardly but not inwardly. So how I should pass my time? Then I will give some information in Vasishtha, and I will tell him that I want to do a Ashwamedha Yajna. Then he will tell that you cannot do an Ashwamedha Yajna without Sita, without wife. So you bring back Sita and you can do Ashwamedha Yajna. He told that I want to do Ashwamedha Yajna, but I will not bring Sita again. It will be against my principle, Marjada. All will tell that he has left Sita and again he is the custody of control of his wife, and so he cannot. I cannot do this. Then Vasishtha told that you should take any girl as your wife. Very beautiful. There are so many lakhs and lakhs girls, those who want to marry you. He told that I cannot do it. I have only one Sita. Then he told that you cannot do. But he insisted that I will have to do Raisuya. Let any management should be done. Then he told that you can make a golden Sita. And with her, you can do a Sita. Then he told that yes. And he managed a very beautiful sitting Sita in golden. And she was so resembling to Sita. But he was gold, she was gold, and she was woman. But anyhow, he did pran pratistha by Vasishtha, and she became Chinmaya, golden. Then he took Sita and he managed to arrive Suya Jagya at the side of Gomti Nadi in Namisharan. Very great Ashwamedha Jagya was done there. All brothers and mothers and all others, Aman and Supreme and all were called. Jagya was going on. In the meantime, Valmiki was teaching law and course his Ramayana, and they were at the age of 7 to 9 within, and very beautiful as Ram. Ram was at that time at the age of 11,000 years. Only some years were left. His lila was to be apravat. So at that time, he was at the age of 11,000 years. But at the time, the same time, he was looking at the age of 16 only, very kishore and pure. And Lokus were of 9 years or 8 years. They were in Pau Gondar, but they were also peeping in Kishore age. So both are years greater than Lokus, but yet resembling more.
Quite similar.
Some difference of age.
Years only.
But both sons, Lokus, were similar to Ram. Then, by the order of Lokus, Valmiki, they went to that fire Jagya and began to sing first sarga, that is then a birth sarga. Ram called the boys in the midday, because in the morning Jagya was dying, and midday some rest, and after that again Jagya. So in the midday he called the two boys in his Raj Palace, maintained, and told them sing that. He began to sing so melodiously. hair and upper and so sweet. They were also very beautiful. So everyone were charmed. Ram used to
weep
Lakshman, and especially Kausalya, Sumitra and Taitan also began to weep to hear all this. A pathetic scene was there. Ram was so moved that he told after finishing up in, when he finished the 10th sarga and they were ready to return to Valmiki Ashram, Ram told Lakshman that ask them what is the name of their father and where they live and give them that in golden dish so many jewels, golden coins, very good pots and ornaments. Lakshman went to them and told that all are so pleased. Ramchandra, the king, also pleased. He has ordered me to present this thing. And he wanted to know, he wants to know the father's name. And where you live? Whereabouts? Lakshman told repeatedly this thing, but they were silent, not answering. At least when he repeated, Lakshman repeated so many times, then he told that I thought at first that you are a learned person and you are so wise, but now I am seeing that you have not read in epics, Vedas and Shastra, and you have not gone to your any Gurudev, because everyone knows that if anyone asks something to Brahmachari, he should not ask the name of his father and mother and where he has taken birth or anything. Only our parichay, person and whereabouts, is that we are the Shishya Balki. He should know only this. No father and mother of the child. Lakshman was silent and he was astonished that where he has got all these teachings. Then he told that you should take this presentation. He told that I did not this presentation. I have so many fruits in my ashram, Guru ashram. I have plantains, cloths, I have everything there. I have push ashram to sit. I have bina to sing. I have books for reading. I have everything for myself. So I did not want anything. These jewels, should be kept to be Taram and you. I have no use of all this. So seeing, hearing all these things, Lakshman became more and more astonished and he came to Ram and told all these things. In the meantime, they returned to their mother, Ashwini. And Sita Devi was telling that, why you make so late? I was waiting for you for a long time. Sita and mother, we have got a king named Ram and their brothers, and they were doing Jagya, and we were there and we were obeying the order of our Gurudev, we were making here Valmiki Ramayana there. But Lokus did not knew up till now that we are sons of Ramachandra. Because Valmiki has only teached them up to Rajyabhishek, not further. So they definitely knew that Ram was their father. So we were singing the songs of Ramayana, and all were astonished, all were weeping, all were moved, so it became late. But other, we were astonished when we saw something there, that there was a deity like you, almost everything like you, but she was in golden, and you are like you. So I wish that that lady, that golden lady, was sitting in the
left side
of Ram, and Ram was worshipping that lady. Hearing this, Sita Devi began to weep loud. Then Lava Kush began to
remove her tears
and tell Mother, why you are weeping? But she could not reply anything. Then Sita Devi thought that, oh, king has left his queen for sake of Marjada, but Ram has not left me. Ram has not left Sita. So we become more and more feeling separations. So this was only due to Vishnu Priya worship that Vigraha and keeping Vishnu Priya in home. Mahaprabhu went there. So instead of that, dear Ram left Sita for going others. And he worshipped Sita in being in home. So this is only for God. What?
Hey,
to pay, very pay all these things. So there is a connection between Mahaprabhu Lila and Krishna Lila and Ram.
What is the connection with Krishna's lila?
Krishna, because he told that in Dwapara you will be Krishna and you will be Srimati Radhika, and you will feel so much separation. I will leave Vrindavan and I will go to Dwarka and feel so much separation, and in the time how I will live in Dwarka and Mathura. So I sent Uddhava in that Yori school to learn all these things, praying. And then he will come to me and he will give me consolation. Without you, I cannot live. So to taste all these things, two things, separation and meeting, and all these things, I will have to do all these things. I told so many things. That is why Sadhu Bhattacharya, Sat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, King Ram, Krishna and Mahaprabhu.
Sadbhuj.
Also, Nityananda Prabhu has also seen, perhaps, in Sadbhuj. Also, Murari Gupta has seen in Sadbhuj. Always weeping, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata and Srimad Bhagavata. Doing one lakh Harinam daily. and reading all these things. But in no time, I became so lean and thin.
But healthy?
Not healthy. Yes, always separation, always separation.
What month was that?
Huh?
Which month of the year?
Rainy season. I came here in Ashar. August.
In
Bhadra.
Bhadra
means?
August.
Not August.
August.
September.
No, August.
In the rainy season.
Yeah, August.
And so you sit here and always seeing monkeys sitting on top. And
they're still there. You see, that monkey is up there. Yeah. There are whole families of monkeys. Mara stayed in this school.
You want to be monkey?
I already am.
At that time he saw that it was more green and condensed thick. Now perhaps the trees have been dried.
Even kadam tree.
And also there are three we can walk, I'll show you, but the tamal trees are very small.
They should be protected.
Here, over here.
This will be protected and given water so that both.
Three. One,
three.
Two, three, over here.
Three.
But you should try to make in a pair.
Kadamba and tamal. Mm. That means
Kadamba will be in left and the tamal will be in right. Little difference, right. Not so much.
How much space?
About 10
feet.
10 feet to more than this, not this.
10 feet.
Left from what direction?
Huh?
Kadamba will be
left.
Left.
And tamal will be right.
Like Radha Krishna.
Yes. Yes.
Left from the standing. Front.
Looking.
No, from there. We understand.
Like this is tamal, and here kadamba. This is far different. If it was here.
No, but we will move. You see the tamal trees. Actually, tamal tree should go towards the kadamba.
Yeah.
So we will move the tamal trees to the kadamba.
Not all, then one that little. One.
Little one you can move.
There are more tamal trees. We can see them.
They have collected.
Yes, yes. Otherwise, it was quite a mess in here. People were thinking that this was their own place for passing so many things.
Now, everywhere this
boundary fence.
Boundaries have been deep.
Everywhere.
Now, anyone cannot come.
No, they don't come. Anymore.
This is also tamal.
Another corner.
Here. This, they are giving water.
Now we have made this.
Very good.
Putting water in.
Here, tamal is right side. They can plant one from
Kadamba
here.
Right
and left.
No. How will it happen?
This is the
side. We will see
it from here. We will see it from here.
Yeah.
Drumstick.
Drumstick.
And it will make all clear, dry.
Is it? Because of worms?
Worms. Allam blo. Samajh rahe hai na? Isme kide bade bade lag jate hain. Tamal. There are so many. Some mango trees should be given because cuckoo birds will come. Section there.
But not so big either.
Not so big.
No.
But you cannot have any place here in Govardhan like this. You can, afterwards, you can manage to take here and there, not here, there.
That was a question we had. This land, all around here, it's on three sites, say about 10 acres. It's for sale. Actually, it belonged to the king. And the municipal person who was working at that time,
chairman.
Yes. By some crafty maneuvers,
he was like a gunda.
He took it all. So now he was
purchased. It is so good. And if you think that he cannot manage, we don't need so much, then you can think.
What would we do with this land if we purchased?
What will you do? You can think.
I had one. When I was reading that verse in the Bhagavatam about Haridas Varyo and your comments in Venu Geet, you describe so many good things are there in Govardhan. There are places where there are caves and there are seats for Radha Krishna. Mm. So I was hearing all these things. I thought maybe
that beautiful garden, so good sceneries, everyone see and see that it is Govardhan. It developed in this.
You can
let Krishna come nearby Rasauli, where Krishna did Ras. You can meet as a Rasasthali here. And when quarreling themselves, they will rest in this garden. Karnikara.
This is it.
Radhe, Radhe. In chutney, chutney, you know?
Yes, yes.
In chutney. Very good chutney. Where are?
Kadamba.
In 6 months, they will grow up.
If we water them nicely.
Yes. They are serving them.
We have made now some earth around for putting water.
Sweet water should be given and bow them. Yes, we bask in my monkeys. Yes. And think that Srimati Radhika is this tree.
Krishna will come here. And under the tamal tree?
And Srimati Radhika will see tamal tree. And she will be attracted to that tamal tree as Krishna.
There are more tamal trees here than kadamba trees.
More. But in the end of Puchari, very big garden, thousands and thousands of kadamba trees. Only few trees. I want this. This is very Uddipana to Krishna here. Very good.
Those peacocks, this is their home. They live in this big tree. And this, you see the very big tree on that side. They live there. And inside there, you see all those birds? Those are parrots. Suksari.
Yes.
And they live in that neem tree.
Yes.
Inside.
We have seen us before. There is a grain, white, very little. It is called jwar or bajra. Sometimes you can buy and give them.
पहले मथुर में हमने छत पर छिड़क देते हो
एंड ही नोस
द पीकॉक विल ईट दैट आल्सो
हां यस दिस इज पीकॉक गिवन लाइक दिस एंड दे विल कम
हम लोग पहले मथुर छत पर दे देते हैं वो सारी भी आती है और मोर की ऐसा नहीं
है चना भी खाते चना वो नहीं खाते
चना ये बहुत पसंद करते हैं
बाजरा
you can make some very beautiful room like Seva Kunja. Not Seva Kunja.
Nidhuvan.
Well,
yeah.
With Krishna is messing
massaging
Radhika, and everything is kept there.
Ah.
All will see.
In Nidhuvan, yeah. I have seen that. There's a bed inside.
Yeah.
And all paraphernalia. You think this garden is big enough for our purpose? Big enough? This garden is big enough for our purpose? We can go inside.
I wanted that this should be mine. And asked who is the owner.
When you first saw it?
When I was here. And then I knew that a king, that king, is owner of this land. Then they told that the king is so religious. You can meet him. I told my men, persons, to meet them. In the meantime, you meet them.
Amazing. See the peacock on the top?
Yeah.
All the way on the top of the hill, there's some peacocks.
We will see that it is raining. Clouds are there in the sky. They will
dance.
You prefer this place? You like? See here, so beautiful. One can chant Harinam like Raghunath Das Goswami. Quail, cuckoo is also singing.
Is that a cuckoo?
Yes.
That's cuckoo.
I want a mango tree. She should come and sing here.
King built this for his bhajan.
He was so religious person. And that is why he has given it. No other king can give. They will bargain so many things.
Giriraj Maharaj melted the king's heart.
He was a religious man.
Oh.
King. Mm-hmm. And after we made agreement, he has a picture of Sadbuj, which he worships. So I suggested that in front of that he should confirm his agreement with us.
You bind it. So he could not
change.
But he should be prosperous and have Shanti and Krishna Bhakti. He should have the mercy of Giriraj. And he will. Always cuckoo and peacocks, all good sceneries. Parrots. Parrots are there.
I'll show you somewhere. And from here you can see Haridev Mandir. You see the top of Haridev Mandir?
Yes, yes.
वही हरदा
And also, from where you are sitting, you can see this Dhani Rai.
Dhani Rai?
And Govardhan.
Top.
We can, just before it gets hot, I want to take you one more.
One more?
One more. Then
where is one more?
I'll show you. We go.
So, tree and kadam tree may be also given there.
On the Govardhan side.
In Govardhan side there. Mm. Only service of the right Govardhan. Mm.
Sorry.
If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, he will hear the quarreling between Sukha and Sat.
Yeah.
Krishna is greater, and Sari will tell that Srimati Radhika is superior.
Yeah.
Are Paran Nachana? पारण करना चाहिए रामनवमी पारण
अच्छा
पारण समझता है
यस
ब्रेकिंग द फेस्ट
बिफोर व्हिच वी हैव टू टेक एक्सपीरियंस
जगन्नाथ निर्मल
Hey, Ramchandra.
Jagannath here.
I don't know. Where's Hanuman? Call him for a minute. Oh, you got the fruit came?
He brought some last night. He brought some.
It went again this morning?
Yes, get more fruit. Hanuman, bro.
His name is Ramchandra. His name is Hanuman. So for this day, very good.
Hanuman has brought this Giriraj here from Himalaya.